Obama's vice presidential choice is speaking a day sooner than he might once have hoped. Senator Joe Biden ran for president himself, seeking to become the man who accepted the nomination on Thursday night. Instead, he speaks tonight in support of his party's choice. NPR's Scott Horsley has been watching Biden in Denver.
The last round of applause for Hillary Clinton had faded last night when Joe Biden stepped on stage for a mini rehearsal, getting acquainted with the Denver arena where he'll accept the vice presidential nod tonight. Some in the audience wanted to see Senator Clinton in that role, if not at the top of their party's ticket. Biden made an appeal for women's votes yesterday during a surprise appearance at an economic roundtable hosted by Michelle Obama.
He'll be the only man up here today, but he's famous for being completely at home wherever he goes. I am delighted to introduce Senator and future Vice President Joe Biden.
The invited guests, who were nearly all women, heard that Biden knows how challenging it is to balance work and family. He spent time as a single father after his first wife died, and he still commutes home from Washington to Delaware each night. Biden spoke briefly at the roundtable before yielding to four women governors.
I know my role. In my house, and this is not hyperbole, it's a fact, I have been surrounded my whole life by very strong, strong women.
Biden listened as the governor spoke. Then he heard from four women who stand to benefit from Barack Obama's economic, educational, and health care initiatives. Sitting in the audience, Donna Hilton of Denver was impressed.
I've always loved Joe Biden. I think he's a bit of an attack dog, but I love that from him. I already see him firing things up in this party. I'm completely looking forward to him, too. I was overjoyed to see him take the stage today.
Attack dog is a traditional role for running mates, and Biden has been playing it already. He warned yesterday that a Republican victory in November would mean more tax cuts for the wealthy in lieu of universal health care and a further rightward tilt of the Supreme Court.
It's not merely a woman's right to choose which is at stake. It's whether or not you are going to be able to have a fair shot at a fair wage. It's whether or not you are going to be able to demand that you are treated equally in every aspect of your life. The country needs Barack Obama as president.
Biden, whose own White House bid ended early this year, said he learned while running against him that Barack Obama has tapped into something big.
He's going to make you proud. And I am honored to be part of making sure, helping to make sure, I hope, that the first African-American, the first guy who looks at things from a perspective like no one I've worked with, and I've been around a long time, gets to be president of the United States, because he'll not only transform the country, he's going to transform the world.
As for himself, Biden said, he's just glad to be along for the trip. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Denver.
So that's where things stand at the Democratic Convention as of now, and you can hear more. NPR has live coverage of the Democratic National Convention tonight on many public radio stations and at NPR.org, which is where you'll also find full coverage, analysis, profiles, and political blogs.